the state?
Yes, they have right where we stand here surrounding us, they have about four estates around us.
Mm-hmm.
Green Hill Estate, Cunningham Estate, Brighton Estate, Hermitage Estate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and all of these
cane producing. Mm-hmm.
And how much of the cane, is it just the growing and harvesting is done here, right?
Ha! Well, I must tell you, at one time before our late leader, Robert Llewellyn Bratcher, nationalized the cane land,
mm-hmm.
it was individually owned.
Mm-hmm. By these families.
Mm-hmm. But then, because of the dislike of a government, a person, they started to play, manipulate the production.
Mm-hmm.
And the leader realized that, so he took it over
mm-hmm.
and nationalized it.
I see.
And we went about from 16,000, 20,000 tons per
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
I think one time they had hit 45,
mm-hmm.
right?
About in the days, we make
52,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm talking about when Bacha took it over.
Oh, yeah. All the time I was in England.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And he put it back up mm-hmm. to where mm-hmm. he used to talk about.
Yeah.
And he caused some controversy because mm-hmm. some of the land mm-hmm. he took were private land.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now it's back down. Uh-huh. And I'm glad you mentioned about yeah. that. As yeah. a professor.
Yeah.
Could you tell me how much byproducts come from sugar or cane itself?
Well, I imagine countless.
Countless. And would you say every one of them is in high demand every day for domestic consumption?
I wouldn't know. I'm not a nutritionist. I couldn't say that, or because a chemist. But tell me about it, though. Tell me about it. I'd like to hear it.
From the cane?
Yeah.
You get molasses.
Yeah.
You get sugar.
Mm-hmm.
The husks of the cane,
mm-hmm.
as you see out there, they take it and they make a board they call a decorative board,
mm-hmm.
compress.
Do you have a name for that?
I forget the name of the carly board, man, but mm-hmm. they take the cane husks,
yeah.
the megas, as they
yeah,
call it.
Yeah, right.
And they mix it with something and they make a sheet of plywood or something.
Oh,
they
I
use
see.
It for decorating yeah, and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. A plus, composition board.
Plus from the molasses, you get alcohol, you get rum.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things that I'm talking about mm-hmm. is in high demand every day.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are telling us there's no money in cane.
Mm-hmm.
There's no money in sugar. We have an industry here which bad. They produce cane, sugar, they produce molasses.
Mm-hmm.
But they could never tell the community how much gallons of molasses
mm-hmm.
they sell
mm-hmm.
every year. But then they're telling you every year mm-hmm. they ain't making the money mm-hmm. from the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about these innovative
sure.
byproducts?
Yeah.
You could establish something and make money. You see, in these areas around here, the education standard is high.
Mm-hmm.
But then to certain people, even though you are educated, we've been educated in the educational system to serve, mm-hmm. to work for the system. Mm-hmm. We're not like the Arabs and them around there mm-hmm. who been taught to be independent for
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different trend.
Mm-hmm.
Around here we've been taught to work for the
mm-hmm.
system.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that you find that the unemployment rate it's very high.
Mm-hmm.
You find the poverty level is
mm-hmm.
very high.
Yeah.
Because some of our guys who go out and go to your college and come back and believe they have a master degree or whatever degree, they feel they are more than the common man.
Mm.
And to me, the common man is more better than them because
mm.
he knows what life is about. And he knows how to curtail his living standard to his income.
Right.
But these guys who go to college and come back, they figure because they went to college, they want big money.
Yeah.
Big money. And some of them end up